Okay, let's go over here to Abraham. Hi, Abraham.
How you doing?
I think I'm doing okay. Just waiting for the sunshine to come back. I hope for maybe a week or so.
Let's hope so, too. We need that summer back again.
You betcha. What's on your mind, sir?
I'm calling because, you know, I've been listening to radio for, you know, a number of years. And just been curious, you know, I was diagnosed a couple of years ago with statin-induced myopathy. And I wasn't aware of it until I was admitted to a hospital for something unrelated to it. And then that's where I was told this is what I had. So as anyone knows who's been in the hospital, they run all these tests on you to find out what causes the inflammation. And they ruled out, you know, heart attack, and they ruled out a whole bunch of other things. The bottom line, it turned out to be that I had to go to a specialist at Swedish, and then they did a biopsy on one of my thigh muscles, and they found out that I had statin-induced myopathy. So as far as I was told, it was caused by taking statins, and I'm one of the lucky 1% that gets a reaction to it. So I've been off statins for a number of years. Now I take, once a week, I take a weekly injection of methotrexate, 25 milligrams per week. And I was told this is what I need to do for the rest of my life. Gotten used to it, but I've been listening to your radio, and I'm asking and seeing if there's anything that you might recommend or something that your clinic might have to offer that I might be interested in looking into.
Okay, what are you giving an injection of weekly, sir? I miss that. I don't keep up with patent medicines as much as I might. What's it called?
Methotrexate.
Oh, methotrexate.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, that oddly enough is not something I'd be thinking of using for this, but
I think I asked the same question. It's used for cancer, but it's been found, the doctors have told me that, it's been found to reduce the inflammation that is caused by myopathy. So it keeps it at bay. So.
Okay, well, let's see. It's a myopathy. The muscles are hurting. From that biopsy, did they tell you that there was actual muscle damage, or it's just simply that it's in the muscles, or what did they tell you, sir?
It's in the muscles. It's in the muscles. Damage? No, it's no damage. It, you know, just that it's in the muscles, and it's caused by, you know, years of taking, you know, statin medication for cholesterol.
Okay, well, this is a kind of a... First thing is going to be kind of a long shot, but I've worked with people who hadn't taken a particular medication. It wasn't methotrexate, but other particular patent medications for years, and yet they were still having some of the after effects years later. And one of the things that worked for some of those people was, oddly enough, desensitizing them to it, because apparently they still had molecules of the stuff lingering in the body, and they were continuing to react. And so what desensitization does is it just puts a lid on the sensitivity reaction, and therefore they quit having the symptoms they were having. Now, not all of them were having muscle pain. Some were having headaches. Some were having blackout spells. One person was having anxiety attacks, that sort of thing. But first, we found out if they were sensitive. To do that, of course, we need a little bit of whatever the medication is they're sensitive to, and screen the person for that, and then with that sensitivity found, if it is found, and it is not found every time in this sort of situation, I'll get to the next steps shortly, but then desensitization can help. And that's kind of the simplest thing. Well, because desensitization, once we find it's there, usually doesn't take more than 15 to 20 minutes, and that's that. Okay, well, that's one thing, sir. Second thing is, you probably have heard this before, but statins really mess with the body's ability to make coenzyme Q10. Have you heard that before?
Yes, I've heard Q10, yes.
And did you try taking a bunch of CoQ10 to see if you could get this to go away? Because, you see, when they mess with that ability, they can leave behind the inability to make CoQ10 adequately, and CoQ10 is important for a lot of things.
I'm not taking any CoQ10.
Well, that's another thing to consider, just because that's a known adverse effect of the statins, is, again, inhibiting the ability to make CoQ10 in the body. I don't think anyone could ever overdose on CoQ10 unless, of course, they took the entire contents of the bottle every day. They'd probably get a hell of an indigestion. But it's quite safe to take 200 to 300 units of this stuff. That's how it's measured, or milligrams, of CoQ10 for a while. And if I went that route myself, I'd be given at least a month or two to see if it was going to do me any good. And then if it didn't, after about 60 days, I'd probably stop. But if it did, but it wasn't complete, I'd just keep on going. So that's a second thought, is, okay, here's how statins can do damage, so why don't we make up for that damage? And then the first thought is desensitization, sir.
Okay. Now, when you're talking about QQ10.
Yes, sir.
Does it matter where you buy it, where you purchase it? You know, can you go to any retail pharmacy or specialty store? Does it matter?
It usually needs to be a compounding pharmacy. We have it at Toma Dispensary, and all the health food stores have got it, sir.
Okay. So basically anywhere from 200 to 300 milligrams a day, one tablet, whatever the tablet dosage is.
Yes, sir. They usually come in 100 IU. I don't make up the units. That's just what they call them.
Yeah.
So you're looking for 100 or 200 or 300 at a time, and that is very, very unlikely to be a problem unless, for whatever reason, you'd be the first person I ever heard of who was allergic to CoQ10, because our own bodies make it internally. So I doubt you'll have a problem, but I suppose it's possible.
What kind of, if you were the lucky person to have that kind of reaction, what would be some of the symptoms?
Don't know, because I've never heard of it so far.
Okay, you answered the question. Well, thank you very much for your insight, and I'll keep on listening. And if I have any additional questions or something unrelated, then I'll call back again. Again, I want to thank you for the advice you give and everything that you put out for us to hear on the radio.
Well, very kind of you, sir, and thank you for helping me get the word out about all this. Appreciate it.